Welcome back to Internet Frenzy.
Woo!
I am Joe. This is my hot wife.
I'm Whitney.
I'm Isaiah, and this is my beautiful wife.
I'm Marley.
Marley!
Let's go, gang.
Woo!
We ready.
I'm excited. This is going to be a good episode.
It's going to be good. In this show, as a reminder, we bring you 4 new stories every week from the far and wide corners of the interweb, one of which is 100% fake. And your job is to find out which one is fake.
Yes.
And maybe it's Whitney's.
It's not mine.
So first we have to revisit last week.
Yes.
Who was the fake? Quick recap. Our first story, the non-guilty shooter, didn't give a frick about taking out the home invader.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Bad boyfriend, lasagna stealer was our next one.
That was me.
The whole freaking plate for the whole village.
I'm not buying you a sandwich, girl, but thanks for the lasagna.
Sorry.
Leftovers for days. Next one was the Bridezilla ex-besties.
Oh, yes. Terrible.
The vampires.
The cool ones.
I'm convinced.
Yeah, and then, it could be fake. It could be.
Last but certainly not least, Stony Aunt Linda.
Oh.
Aunt Linda the vibe check.
She was a vibe.
She was fake.
Yo. Yeah, that story was fake.
ChatGPT can level up. We're gonna work on the prompts, but hey,
wow.
Yeah.
See if the listeners found it as easy as we did.
Yeah. But it was pretty good. So were you the fake story?
I was.
Yes.
I was the fake.
Hey, it was good.
It was good, hilarious.
But it was good. I think it was a little too no guy is like that eloquent and all like spicy with his words like that.
Well,
you know?
The problem was there's a few problems. It was the first one. Breaking it in for us, and I felt like, whoa, chill. No, I felt like it was too, I felt like I went too long with it.
Oh, really?
Like, there was too much story.
Yeah,
I thought it was so good. The only thing that caught me was, I have an Aunt Linda.
Yeah.
We do.
That's what I thought.
So
me too.
We're all related.
We're all
She's
family.
All
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, don't exclude me in show.
Sorry, in-laws.
I love Aunt Linda.
Yeah.
I love Aunt Linda. So anyways, and the family reunion, we have a family reunion every year, so it just felt too personal. But I loved the concept. I thought it was hilarious. You did great.
That's not why I knew it was fake.
Why'd you know it was fake?
Because if a 70-year-old lady ate that much brownies, she's cooked, bro. She's not getting off the couch.
She's cooked.
She's not floating around. She's not like... This is for the soul, not the gram.
No. That's fair. It was just too good. Yeah.
My boyfriend falsely staged a drug intervention for me. I'm not addicted to drugs. What do I do? I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years. Our relationship has had absolutely no issues before this incident. He has been the perfect and most loving partner. However, last week I came home from work to an intervention with all my close family and friends orchestrated by my boyfriend, who is apparently convince them that I'm a drug addict. For context, I have no history of drug use, no behavioral signs that suggest addiction, and no reason for him to believe otherwise. I believe he knows I'm not on drugs, which is crazy. I believe he knows I'm not on drugs because he has said things to my mom and sister that he knows to be untrue. That things have been going missing around the house. They haven't. That I've used his credit card to withdraw money. I don't even have his card details. And I've been acting erratically. Absolutely nothing out of the ordinary. When I confronted him about this, he said, it's not about the drugs. It's about making sure you're safe. My partner is a psychologist and has convinced my entire family I am displaying all the hallmark signs of drug addiction. They all insist I'm in denial and that I need help. No one is willing to entertain my denials at all. My mom says she isn't willing to have me over to her house, and my sister won't allow me to see my nieces until I go to rehab. Based on conversations with my family and friends, I believe he's been spinning this story for several months, now prior to staging the intervention. I am super embarrassed as he organized for practically all my close friends, family, and even a work colleague attend the intervention. But more than that, I feel utterly betrayed and confused. I can't understand his motivation for doing this. Can anyone offer me some insight as to what is prompting this otherwise normal man to do this? That's crazy, right?
What in the?
Yeah.
This is like a horror movie. Like, he's a psychologist.
I know.
That's creepy. He it's knows terrible. All the right ways to, like, say and do to, like...
Oh, yeah.
Make it look like that.
And he has that's them all I'm, fooled.
Yeah, has them all fooled. That's if she's in the right here.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm sketched out. This is
I know. That's, like, my worst nightmare. Because, like, I hate being, like, falsely accused for things. Like, yes. That is the worst. Like, yes. As a person, like, when you know you haven't done something or that you're not a certain way, like, and people accuse you of that, like, it just, like, makes you so angry. And yes. I'm like, I can't imagine how she feels to have, like, a whole intervention.
Do you get the vibe that, like, she's actually a drug addict, though, and no. She's losing her mind?
Like, we're talking, like, some Shutter Island type stuff? Like she's actually just batshit crazy?
No, like, she's actually on drugs. And, like, she's really in denial?
And she's just that much, like, even in the post, she's like, hey, I'm going to lie to all of you.
Right, right.
And yeah, pretend like true. This is all just phony.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's making it up out of thin air. One of them is out of their minds.
Exactly.
I don't know who. I don't know how to tell. Is there any update or, like, comments or anything?
Okay, comments. This is genuinely one of the worst/scariest advice posts I've seen on Reddit. Really hope she gets out fast. Oh, this person said, as someone who went through this, they isolate, then the abuse starts. This post made my blood run cold. So,
dang,
that's wild.
As your fellow,
people are telling her, like, get a drug test, the hair kind, and let them all grovel with apologies. Another word I don't know.
Yeah, why can't she get drug tested? Why isn't she going to that route?
Because maybe they she might. Is. Hold on.
Yeah, maybe she's on
like,
drugs.
Like, what if she is? That's why. Like, that's the first thing I think of if someone says, you're doing this and this. Okay, I'll go pee in a cup right now.
100%.
Like, whatever we need to prove it. Like, why isn't she doing that? Especially, she's obviously thought of that.
It's right. Ruining your family's relationship. Like, she's not allowed over. She can't see her nieces. Like, you would do anything you can to prove that you're innocent. And that is one way to easily prove
it. Yeah, nieces. Easily. I think she's crazy.
She's crazy. I think she's crazy.
I think she's the crazy one. That's a simple solution.
But is like not a single one of you would be like, hold on a second. I have done nothing to deserve any of like what is going on. Right. If her post is legit, like let's just hypothetically go there that like there's nothing gone missing. She's not selling stuff for drug money.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's nothing. And she's dating this dude that's like, I don't know, groomed her, made her think that she's crazy to the point where he's hosting an intervention. Like, I put myself in her shoes, just hypothetically. I'm not, what lengths would I go to?
Right.
Yeah, like, would I do a drug test? Yes. I'd be like, let's do it if it was recommended. But I would also be like, probably not thinking I should be doing a drug test. I'd be like,
yeah, not like offering that up.
Yeah, it's like, dude, this is bonkers. Like,
I
don't know. I'm torn on this one. She could be a loon, but like it just seems weird to post on Reddit and be like,
right,
yeah, I like out of thin air this guy is hosting an intervention and I have done nothing. Like I don't see someone doing that. I don't.
Did she even mention though she wants to break up with him or like anything like that, like leave him?
The thing is like it's
like at the end, she talked about that because I feel like.
Can anyone offer some insight as to what is prompting this otherwise normal man to do this? So she's more concerned with like his what drove him to even like want to do this to me.
Okay.
Makes sense, kind of. I mean, yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
He asked
him
the question too. Like what?
Yeah.
What do we do to help her, guys? Tell her to get out.
Like, no, that's literally what people are saying. They're like, get the F out.
Literally, though.
Yeah. So?
Well, she's got nowhere to go, though. Her family doesn't.
Yeah. Right, and that sucks, too, is like everybody's turned against her, and they're like not even letting her over at the house, not letting her see her like nieces and nephews.
Do you feel like her physical appearance has changed then in order for their family to not like.
No.
Because like, when you're on drugs, I feel like depending on the drugs you're going.
I feel like she's on drugs.
Well, if she's getting some of those special brownies like Aunt Linda, she's not losing weight.
She's not losing weight.
Oh, true.
Grim those down.
I don't know. That's crazy. That's a good one. It could be fake because it was so good.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. This one's pretty good. Okay. The title is, I lied about being allergic to peas, and now I'm in too deep.
Wow.
This is the get off your chest. Okay?
I actually am a little allergic to peas, so this hits. Yeah.
You guys ready?
Yes.
A few months ago, I was at a dinner party with some friends when someone asked me if I liked peas. I don't know why, but in that moment, I panicked and said, actually, I'm allergic to peas. The thing is, I'm not allergic to peas. I just don't like them. But instead of just saying that like a normal person, I blurted out this allergy lie. Everyone was super concerned and accommodating, and I felt like a complete jerk, but I thought, no big deal, I'll just never mention it again. Well, fast forward to last week, one of those friends invited me over for dinner, and she'd gone out all out making a meal that was, of course, entirely pea-free. She proudly mentioned how she researched pea allergies to make sure everything was safe for me. Now I'm stuck in this ridiculous lie. Every time I'm at a gathering with this group, someone mentions my pea allergy and how they're being careful with what they cook. It's gotten so out of hand that I had to Google symptoms of pea allergies just in case someone asked me about it.
Oh my God.
I've even had to fake a reaction once. Someone accidentally served a dish with peas in it. I just sat there, dramatically coughing and reaching for my water while everyone freaked out. I know I should come clean, but at this point, I'm in too deep. I'm worried they'll be mad that I've been lying about something so stupid for so long. But honestly, I just want to eat peas in peace without living this double life. So what do y'all think?
Oh my God.
I've never heard of someone that has a pea allergy before. Like, I didn't know that was, like...
It's real. I have it.
I wouldn't have known that.
So are we talking all peas? Like, sugar snap?
Like, I just get a little itchy, you know?
Well, that's what happens when I eat avocado, but...
Yeah, it's an allergy, Joe.
It's, like, pretty minor.
Yeah.
Okay.
My thought with this, like, pea allergy guy, is, like, how many dinners... are these friend like his friend group preparing right. for each other?
Yeah, I want to be
so like every he famous. Feels so deep into this because all of his friends are having to omit peas from their meals. We eat lots of food, lots of dinners, and bro, like we don't buy peas. We don't put them in anything.
Yeah, right. I rarely have peas.
So just
I don't know.
Food for thought.
Food for thought. Peas for thought.
Food for allergies.
Would you, okay, so like if you're this guy and you lied and said you had a pea allergy because you don't like peas and now they're going through all this to like make sure you don't, you know, have an allergy attack and he had to fake it at one point, that's hilarious. I would have loved to see that.
I think it would have been funny. Like if he does tell me, like if I'm one of the friends, like I feel like I wouldn't be that offended. Like I don't know why he's like so nervous. No.
That's true.
That's so dumb.
So that was one of the comments. He says... Be careful, you're one pea slip up away from getting outed as the pea liar of the friend group. But hey, at least you'll go down in history with a funny story. I'm kind of rooting for you to keep going. Keep the lie going, though. It's too entertaining to let go.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean...
I feel like, like if my friend told me, depending on my friendship with them, I probably would laugh and be like, what? Like, are you serious, dude? Yeah. Like, what? But... I don't know. I could see it going both ways where a friend would be like, why would you lie about that?
Right.
Like, you're like dumb. It's a dumb thing to lie about.
Like, what else could you be lying about? Like, can I trust you?
Like, if you're going to lie about something little tiny like that, like, I don't trust you, period.
Right.
Well, that was the thing is he, like, regrets it. Like, he's saying, like, why? I don't know why I said that. Okay. He's just like, I'm allergic.
Just really
like, he probably was trying to be, he probably was trying to be funny in the moment.
Right.
And then just kept going, and then it was, like, too late.
True.
Oh, yeah, it's too late. Knowing me, I probably would just... I don't know.
Stick it out.
Just continue to lie about it.
Probably.
Because if you don't like peas, you don't like peas. And you already said this. It's like, what are you going to do? Oh, well.
I wish this was an Am I the Asshole post, because this guy's an asshole for lying
about being allergic to peas. That's actually what it should have been, not threw off my chest.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, man. Well, would you tell your friends or would you not?
No.
You'd continue
lying? I would wait until we're like 60.
Oh, yeah.
We're at like a dinner one night. That'd be
worse, actually. And you just eat peas, like order a
thing of peas. Yeah, you order like...
Just some edamame.
Yeah, and you just like start chomping and they're like, wait... What? You're like, oh yeah, I was never allergic.
It's actually like really cool when their friends are that concerned and like sweet about it, though.
True. Well, so, it's kind of like us.
Yeah, that's true. Marley's allergic and I don't feed her peanuts.
Yeah.
So nice.
Yeah, just like not going to force you to eat what you're
allergic to. I don't want to kill my sister-in-law.
We honestly just eat soda here, so.
That's the only thing I
said. Lasagna. We actually did have lasagna with you guys.
Soda's usually the only thing I feed you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I love it.
Okay, Bear, thanks for the story. Your fake one was great.
This is true off my chest. My boyfriend's coworkers joked about killing me in their work chat. This is a good one, you guys.
Wait, wow.
Yeah. Get ready. Buckle up.
That's the title?
100%.
Wow.
My boyfriend and I got into a fight about his job yet again. I noticed he was texting a lot after the fight, so once he went to sleep, I went through his phone. I saw the first few texts of them calling me names and saying I'm self-sabotaging things. But then it turned dark. One coworker said he should roofie me, so I should just sleep and leave him alone. The next one said she knows how to place a catheter, a feeding tube, and IV so they could knock me out and not kill me. But then her next text made my heart stop. She said they could just chloroform me, pull all my teeth out, and feed me to pigs so nothing was left. The next coworker said her grandparents do have a pig farm. My boyfriend said, well, LMAO, no, that's great. And of course, they all immediately said they were all joking. I packed quickly and quietly, grabbed my daughter, and left. Now my entire life as I knew is over. I feel like I'm overreacting. I know the police can't actually do anything, so I can't even report it because they've never said my name or anything like that. I'm just scared and sad. This is awful. I'll be attaching the pics to my profile if anyone wants to see the actual messages. Edit. So there's an edit here. I have actually talked with him after unblocking him. Didn't tell him anything, but he claims it was a joke. No one actually threatened me. They were all just venting, and I'm overreacting like always. And he isn't going to argue with the voices in my head. Still not going back to him, but I'm letting him incriminate himself more. He also claims I was never supposed to see the messages anyway. That's his safe place, and I ruined that for him.
Red flags everywhere.
Yeah, like this...
Everywhere.
This relationship was over before this happened, but like...
Yeah.
Planning to kill her?
Planning to kill her in a jokingly way.
Yeah, no.
To that's his like, coworkers.
That's a start for a murder mystery.
And might I add... These coworkers are girls.
Yeah, why are you texting them?
Mm-hmm. About his relationship problems.
And, like, they obviously been watching the true crime stuff.
Yeah, that pigs will eat. And
feed her to the pigs?
Yeah, that pigs will literally eat flesh.
And they said my, I don't know, grandpa or whatever it was, owns a pig farm. Can you imagine you're dating someone and or married or whatever she is and going through that phone and seeing that?
Yeah, no.
That is horrifying. And not to mention that she has a daughter.
Yeah.
A little girl. It's in the home.
That's weird. Well, it's like, what kind of fight? Did it say, like, what fight they had? Or, like, what it was about? Because...
Mm-mm. Oh, it was like, about his job.
Oh.
It was about his job, and it has to do with the coworker. She mentions in more comments. So, someone commented, first, good decision. Joking about killing your spouse is beyond messed up. Second, if his coworkers are so invested in getting rid of you and your ex is entertaining this discussion, my guess in true Reddit Long Jump Olympics... that she is more than a coworker. And this OP commented, she actually is. They had an affair about 6 months ago. He told me she no longer worked there, but I recognized the number in the group chat.
Hmm.
Yeah, so she was one of...
That's probably why they fight about his work.
100%.
Yeah.
Definitely.
She wanted him to get a new job, probably. Also, these people were very, very specific in their suggestions of ways to kill you. So let's just talk about that. Those were very specific.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro.
These weren't just random things like lock her out of the house without a coat in the winter and hope she freezes to death. These people talked about pulling out all of her teeth, feeding you to pigs, placing a catheter in a feeding tube. This was obviously not the first discussion they've had about killing you. And I wonder what your ex has been telling them about you for every one of his coworkers to jump on the let's kill the girlfriend bandwagon.
Right.
That was my thought. It was like, what was the conversation like? What was the thread talking about before it went to murder?
Yes.
Is true. It like, oh, like we got in a fight again about me not doing the dishes. I'm so sick of her. Like what could lead to like, yeah, let's kill her.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So crazy. It's terrifying. I'm really glad she got out because that she was going to die.
Yeah.
Literally. And she definitely needs to go to the cops and show them the messages.
Yeah.
And she needs a restraining order on him.
I mean, do all the things. We've seen all the shows. Like, anything is possible. But it also is, like, it's a couple of steps removed from, like, an actual plan. Like, it's poor humor to me.
Really?
Like, it sounds like just idiots making bad jokes. Like, I'm not saying it's appropriate joking. I'm just saying it sounds like they're not taking their conversation seriously. They're just popping off like some idiots would do.
Right. I just
but it's weird that it but like boys do that.
But not like I'm not texting the homies like, yeah, bro, we're gonna fight again. Like where should I put her head?
Yeah. No, that's true. Not.
But I mean, it's like maybe. The honest point is like, yeah, the worst that it's gonna get is like, oh yeah, sleeping on the couch again.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not so I don't know.
But she should have got out of that anyways.
I need so much context. Sorry.
Exactly. There needs to be more of that.
What does he do for work? What are they like? What are they
works at? Well, it sounds like he works at Pizza Hut.
No, like literally, it sounds like.
Well, one of the girls is like, I know how to put it. Like he probably works at a hospital or like a doctor, like.
Or a literal Pizza Hut. He's like 19, working with like 16-year-old girls
that know how to put a catheter in.
If it was like hospital staff, that does feel different.
They might.
That levels it up. This comes from, Am I the Asshole?
Love it.
I'm excited. Am I the asshole for wanting to divorce my husband over a birthday party and a cake?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, let that one marinate.
This sounds like...
It's juicy. Trust. Yeah. Throwaway account, as my husband and his family know my main one. I, 40F, have been married to my husband, 41M, for 10 years. We have 4 children, 22, 16, 14, and 11. And up until the last few months, I genuinely thought we could work through anything. This is not the only situation that has happened in the last few years, just the one that finally broke me. I recently had a birthday, and my husband planned a surprise birthday party for me. He spilled the beans to me 3 days before the party, and I thought it was adorable that he was so excited about the party that he couldn't contain himself. Just wait.
What a sweetie.
I wish this was the case. Instead, he told me that I needed to help him clean the house to get it ready for my party. Yes, you read that right. I needed to prepare food and set the house for my own party.
Oh.
I agreed to clean to keep the peace, but was upset. The day of the party quickly came, and I was devastated to learn that he didn't invite most of my friends or family. Oh. He claimed that he didn't know how to contact them. The final straw came when he carried out a cake in a flavor that he loved, nothing that I would ever choose for myself. I barely managed to keep it in and cried in the bathroom after everyone left. I feel like an afterthought and hated listening to everyone compliment him for throwing me a party. I work 2 jobs, take care of the kids, do all the meal planning, grocery shopping, and most of the housework. I'm exhausted and just wanted to feel appreciated for a day. Am I the asshole for considering divorce because I feel he doesn't care? I just can't imagine throwing away 10 years of marriage, but I feel broken.
Bye.
No.
I don't. Okay, you're right.
Hear me out.
Let me slow down.
Yeah.
I feel like if she's going to divorce him, it's for other problems that they're having. This shouldn't be the tipping edge of like, all right, I'm doing it now.
Right.
My birthday party sucked.
Yeah.
We're done. That should not be like the tipping.
He ruined my birthday.
I think just not like him. Yeah. But, like, not giving her that special day. Not making her feel special. Like, I feel like it sounds like he doesn't make her feel special. Like, ever. And she said, I work 2 jobs. I do all the meal prepping. I do all the cleaning. Like, I do everything. And, like, what do you do? Like, really, though, what does he do? She's working two jobs and meal prepping and cooking, cleaning, taking care of kids. What is there left to do?
Golf. Right.
Well, that's hard work.
You would know.
Yeah, you too would know. They would golf in a day, guys.
4.5 hours every Saturday, my boy.
He golfed twice in KU win.
Two rounds.
That's hilarious.
All right. We have a little update. We have a little edit.
Oh, shoot.
So some more context and we'll continue.
Okay.
Whoa, this blew up overnight. Let me start by answering a few common questions that seem to be popping up in the comments. We've been together for almost 14 years. The oldest child is his, the middle two are mine, and the youngest is ours. Yes, my husband does work in a labor-intensive job.
Okay.
So it made logical sense for me to pick up a second job when money was tight. The problems in our marriage are not new, but I struggle with standing up for myself when it comes to him. I did have one family member that attended the party and one friend. The friend was upset for me and couldn't believe that he didn't try to ask her for help with the planning. As for my marriage, there are other issues than this party, as many of you kindly pointed out. I constantly feel that I am walking on eggshells around him, and one of the children recently told me that they hate how he treats me. There was a recent altercation at a family event that brought our problems out in the open. I would say that 60% of the time that things are wonderful and 40% of the time I'm unhappy. He let himself go in the last 5 years, and hygiene has become a major issue for him. I struggle with this because I really take care of myself. He tends to overreact to the little things, which makes me feel that I can't tell him how upset I am. Today I'll be contacting a marriage therapist, and I plan on finding a therapist for myself as well. I don't know if this marriage is salvageable, but I can't continue to live like this. I love this man with all my heart, but I want to be with someone who wants to touch me and love me for me. I hope that the marriage counselor can help us figure out more.
What's funny is literally my first thought, like, I'm a huge advocate for therapy and like marriage counseling, but I literally was thinking divorce. It's like, screw this guy.
Peace.
Yeah, but I'm actually really happy to hear they're going to go through therapy first to see.
That's a good move. With the context, like, I could totally understand this being the straw that broke the camel's back. And, like, yeah. If she leaves, that's buildup of him not valuing her for a long time. It just happens to be, this is kind of, like, how it came to fruition. But, like,
it seems like this will be both their second divorce, though.
Probably, yeah. It doesn't say if they were married, but probably, right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, true.
That would just be super hard to figure that out.
Yeah.
Kids. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Four kids. That gets messy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's already having to go with probably the father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that would. Yeah. That would be a mess. That'd be hard. Yeah.
That would be hard. And 10 years is not nothing.
No. Yeah. 14.
They've been together 14 years.
Together 14. Married for 10.
Yeah. 14 years. That's not nothing. That's a big deal.
That's a lot of years.
And honestly, I think every marriage hits a point. Maybe not every, but most hit a point of.
Not ours.
We've been married for a month and a half.
Yeah, yes. 15 minutes. We'll talk to you guys soon.
No, but they hit a point where they're like, okay, like, whether it's like I'm not attracted to them anymore, or I don't feel valued or special anymore, I don't feel seen or heard. Like, you're always gonna have at a point for sure to feel that.
100%, and especially, you guys don't know, when you add a kid to the mix or kids, things get crazy.
Yes.
It flies off the rails. Time is different.
It's so fast.
Yeah, it's a different animal for sure. But they were not nurturing their relationship the way that you should.
Yeah, no.
To feel loved and seen. But I just empathize with her. Like,
oh yeah.
She feels like she walks on eggshells around him, and like, because he works a labor intensive job, she can't be like, bro, can you do the dishes or something? Like, can you like help me out with something?
Right. Yeah. This just made me think, like, honestly, that's one of, like, not giving me a birthday cake that is a flavor that I actually like.
Right.
That actually bothers me.
Huge no. deal.
Like, that actually bothers me.
Yes, because, like, what Joe was saying, it's like, yeah, it kind of sounds silly that would be the theme, but it's like, when you are constantly not feeling, like,
valued or like loved or appreciated, like that little thing is gonna set you up. Like that just sucks.
So it's bad. Your birthday. Give me the damn cake of flavor that I want to eat.
Yeah, like, it's not like he doesn't know the flavor. She doesn't. Maybe he doesn't.
He should. You better. Do you know my flavor?
Legitimately, I don't. This doesn't sound like this guy would know.
Do you know my flavor?
That's why your flavor of cake.
If you were gonna buy me a cake tomorrow, what would it be?
Well, I'm going with the Snickers ice cream cake. Final answer.
Love him. No, not Snickers. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, love who, then?
I don't love.
No, I'm sorry. I said Snickers. I meant Oreo.
Okay, yeah, okay.
That Oreo, was, like, that was a mental lapse.
Yeah, it's okay.
See, well,
it's
fine. I know.
I had a mental lapse, too, because they said love him.
Yeah.
And then,
what's mine?
Yeah, what's mine?
It's actually
chocolate.
So, it's actually so
easy. Is it chocolate?
No.
Oh.
It's Whitney's answer.
Oh, Marley!
I know!
Besties! I love.
Okay, but here's my thing.
Do you remember how you asked me?
I don't think he's
homecoming. Like,
I don't think he's the asshole for not knowing the cake flavor.
Really? Because
obviously I didn't. So
you guys have been married for 35 minutes. Like, it's okay.
They've been together 14.
You said 15.
Just I'm giving you a little more credit. Oh, but
here's my thing: is
celebrate a birthday with her before you have to worry about that.
Did he make the cake, or did he go buy it?
If he made the cake, that's different. Because if he made it,
that's a little bit more of like a.
No, it's not. Sorry.
100%.
He made his favorite
cake. His favorite.
First
it wasn't
all,
just a flavor.
It.
It's probably like German chocolate.
Well, she must just be super picky then. That's on her.
Brother.
Isaiah, you need to stop talking.
My brother.
You're going to get so hated on. You're going to get flamed. Canceled
internet,
right
do,
there.
Do your thing, internet.
Here's the thing. If he would have just done the cake and it was a different flavor that she didn't like, it was his. But he surprised her. He cleaned the house. He prepped the food. He did everything. I wouldn't be as upset because he still made an effort. But the fact that he didn't invite the people that she would want there for her birthday party.
That's so
he true. Made her clean. It was a surprise party. There is nothing worse than having a surprise party thrown to you and you know about the surprise and you have to pretend
that you don't.
That you don't, and you walk in right
as you're like washing the windows, you're like, oh my gosh, I wonder why we're deep cleaning the house right now.
Like that's the
like
worst.
Oh, why I'm just like cooking all this
like,
food.
For everything you did.
Me and my husband, but it's actually for 12 people I don't care about.
Like it's probably all his friends. Like it goes so much deeper than just the cake flavor. But
yeah.
Don't ever give me a birthday cake that a flavor that I don't like. Because then I have him forced to eat it and I don't want to.
Right.
Period.
Yeah, it's like every point that she makes is just super valid.
Yes.
The cake flavor, bro, at least, even if you're not going to do the flavor that she wants, like go to Walmart and get white.
Yeah.
Get like basic ass
white
cake.
Vanilla.
Yes.
Yeah.
Vanilla
like,
frosting.
100%.
White. And it's
I'll
like,
eat that. White
at least,
I'll
at
eat
least
that.
It doesn't give the vibe that you're literally putting what you want,
yes.
exactly what you want, over what she wants.
100%.
What a douche.
I'm also, what are the kids doing? Like, why aren't they helping around?
Right?
Because
he's got four hands. Like, I mean,
he asked her to do it.
He's got four kids that can help him clean the house. He's got help.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe the kids are a little bit snobby.
I can
sure
respect.
Yeah.
Respect the benefit of the doubt here. Mm-hmm. This is a him problem.
Yeah, you're mm-hmm. right. Yeah.
This is this dude being a bad husband, not taking care of his wife, and I mean, I don't know. You think he's just like taking great care of the kids, but neglecting the wife? Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. I do want to say though, it's not fair that we made them tell us what our favorite cake flavor is, and us not tell them what theirs is. And I don't think you know,
I don't
know.
Oh, wow. This is a turn of events. Who's the asshole now?
Hey, they own that on their own. So, dude, you guys use
the asshole now.
No.
Because you pointed that out. We would have just let you guys neglect us.
Yeah, Marley, tell me.
Yeah, what do you think I think is
your favorite cake flavor? I'm going to say chocolate.
I hate chocolate.
Chocolate cake's the worst.
I hate chocolate.
Wait. Joe's favorite cake flavor. If it was your birthday tomorrow and I had to get you a cake, I would get you nothing but cakes, the white chocolate raspberry cake.
Oh, that thing's bomb.
Which, is that the one you would like?
But yeah, this that is comes, like a standard birthday cake. Like, what's his favorite birthday
cake? Vanilla thing? And white cake.
What do you mean a standard birthday cake? It doesn't have to be standard. It's standard if you're a lazy husband.
Yeah, I'm going all
or
around.
Or a lazy wife.
I'm going to nothing but cakes, baby.
Or a lazy wife.
I hope that she updates you. Personally.
Whoa. She loves you? What happened?
And I just touched your toe.
Ew.
Not on purpose.
Hey, you have no idea what that does to her.
I actually do.
Oh my gosh, I'm like, pull these bad boys in. Okay.
Hold on, let me just
I
check
hope she
my
does
DMs.
Update, not you personally.
I'm going to check my DMs real quick.
She has refresh them.
Oh, that motherfucker.
All right, number one comment. Not the asshole. Tell him, I hope you enjoyed your birthday party. Now I don't have to throw you one when it's your birthday.
I love that. That's so true, though. 100%.
But she still will.
We didn't even talk about this.
She will go off.
Like, how hard would it have been for dude to be like, hey, friend. Hey, one friend that I could reach out to. Can you help me get some more people here that love her?
Yeah, she would do that so fast and so easy.
She'd be like, thank you for giving me the chance. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's make your wife feel special. Anyway.
Wow, guys. I honestly am actually torn on who's the fake.
I am too. I'm a little...
We did pretty good this week.
That was good.
I think...
Can I vote?
Yeah,
I'm gonna vote Joe.
Yeah, you should.
I feel like, here's my reasoning. Quick recap. Why? I feel like that's very just, like, out of nowhere. That's out of the universe. Like a birthday? Really?
No.
I don't know. I feel like, yeah, I don't know. I just
I'm
don't
gonna
buy,
need
I'm
you
not
to make a stronger case, brother, because that's not doing
I'm not buying
it for
that.
Me.
A birthday, really? A birthday cake?
A birthday cake? It seems realistic.
Yeah. It's real, bro.
It's real
from
life.
The internet.
Not your pee allergy.
Yeah, who has a pee allergy? Except for you, Mara.
That's just
I'm eating on my pee allergy.
Listen.
Yeah, that's unfair.
Nobody, like, this circle of friends is all like, oh, when we get together for the potluck, nobody include peas in any of the meals. Whatever, bro.
Yeah, I think it's Isaiah.
I think it's Isaiah again.
If you got it again, you're unlucky. But yours could be fake, too.
Yeah, yours is pretty good, too.
What was it about?
I forgot mine again.
Oh, yeah. The girl that's in drug intervention from her psychologist boyfriend. That
was a crazy twist. That the fact that the boyfriend was a psychologist, that just kind of shows maybe you are the fakey.
I'm not.
Yeah, that's like, give me a story that's too crazy to even know. I don't know.
Like, the fact that a psychologist is claiming this, and she's saying, no, this is not me. What?
What if he's not a real psychologist? What if she's dating a complete fraud that, like, photoshopped his own degree, and it's, like, on his home office wall?
That could be it. That could be real.
That would literally make it all make sense.
We need to make a movie.
I'm good.
the podcast.
That's crazy.
Just more things for you to edit.
I know, that's true. Never mind. Yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty real.
Okay.
It's one of you two.
I say Isaiah.
I'm still voting Joe.
I vote Isaiah.
Okay, so you got two votes Isaiah, one vote Joe, and me and you're in the clear. Again.
The internet's going to have to decide. I think they're going to jump all over you, but I don't know. Crazy place over there.
You wish they'd jump on you.
No, I don't. I don't love to say get off me.
Thank you. Okay, I like that. You deserve a cake that you like next birthday.
Perfect. Mother Teresa. I rely on her.
Yeah, she'll give you one.
She's good.
I love her.
Oh, I love it, guys. Great stories this week. I'm excited to find out who's the fake next Tuesday.
Tune in, ladies and gents. Follow us on social media.
Y'all.
Yep, we're on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Let's go. Internet Frenzy's on three. One, two, three.
No, thank you.
Woo! Yay!